Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need of food? He entered the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priests to eat, and he gave some to his companions." Then he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for humankind and not humankind for the Sabbath. And so the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." Again, he entered the synagogue, and a man was there who had a withered hand. They watched him to see whether he would cure him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, "Come forward." Then he said to them, "Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save life or to kill?" But they were silent. He looked around at them with anger. He was grieved at their hardness of heart and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately conspired with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Triune God, who brings us both Sabbath and mission. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, Christ the King community. Welcome to Sunday, which many Christians consider to be the seventh day, a day of rest, Sabbath. Our readings today draw us, at least initially, to think about this concept of Sabbath. In our first reading, we heard Moses reading a portion of what we call the Ten Commandments, with the focus being on the Sabbath day, the day belonging to God that is to be used for God's purposes. We are told to observe the Sabbath and keep it holy, to celebrate this special day where we step away from our day-to-day work and routine to this day, reserved for a special purpose. We are told that this day belongs to God and is to be used for God's purposes and not our own. And then in our gospel reading from the book of Mark, Jesus emphasizes that humankind was not made for the Sabbath, but rather the Sabbath was made for humankind. Clergy like myself are encouraged to choose a Sabbath day during the week, since weekends, especially Sundays, are usually work days. My Sabbath day is Friday. And I admit that I sometimes find it difficult to hold my Sabbath day as sacred and holy, fully dedicated to God's purposes. It is so easy to deceive myself, saying, "Well, I'm only responding to a couple of emails," or, "I didn't manage my time well, so my sermon writing spilled over onto Friday." There's always another thing that could be done, and culturally, I've been conditioned to feel like what I do is never enough. And so, if I am honest with you, I will admit that I am the one who is my own worst enemy in my observing Sabbath. This is a common phenomenon of clergy, and I'm wondering if what I'm saying to you might resonate with any of you right now as well. One of my Houstonian colleagues cautioned me very soon after I began as your senior pastor to guard a Sabbath day. He texted me a snippet from Thomas Merton's book entitled Conjectures of a Guilty Bystander that speaks some pretty harsh words about the adversary of Sabbath, overwork. Merton writes, "There is a pervasive form of contemporary violence to which the idealist most easily succumbs, activism and overwork. The rush and pressure of modern life are a form, perhaps the most common form, of its innate violence. To allow oneself to be carried away by a multitude of conflicting concerns, to surrender to too many demands, to commit oneself to too many projects, to want to help everyone and everything, is to succumb to violence. The frenzy of our activism neutralizes our work for peace. It destroys our own inner capacity for peace. It destroys the fruitfulness of our own work because it kills the root of inner wisdom, which makes work fruitful." End quote. Pretty strong words. I think that the Sabbath can be a response to overwork and frenzy. Sabbath can allow that mentioned root of inner wisdom to deepen and stabilize, leading to blooming and blossoming in God. When we are fully present on Sabbath, we begin to notice what God's focus is, what God's mission is, what exists beyond ourselves and in our neighbor. Sabbath causes us to pause, to reconsider, to evaluate ourselves and how we are spending our time, resources, and energy, and to relinquish our agenda so that God's agenda can present itself. How can you and I notice what God's mission is? And is there a way to navigate Sabbath directed toward God's purpose for us? Many of you know I am very new to Houston, and I'm also very new to hurricane season. I really appreciate the wonderful hurricane preparedness bags that are put together, and we will be putting more together for you to take and to share with your neighbors this season. And I also really appreciate many of you sending me suggestions as to what my family may need during this hurricane season. One such item that has intrigued me is this little machine with a hand crank and a solar power panel. This can provide me with light and an alarm and a radio with pretty minimal energy from the sun or a little bit of elbow grease from my muscles. And you know what's on top here? It's really hard to see, so I'm going to show you a bigger one. A compass is on top in case I lose my way. Who knows how to use a compass? Oh, we have a lot of people. See who can teach you how to use a compass if you need to know. This little device with some aligning of this compass with your starting point and your destination and aligning your body with north helps you to find your way. Why am I talking about a compass? Because our scripture reading from the Gospel of Mark this morning seemed at first glance to be about what is permitted on the Sabbath. Is picking grain allowed? Is healing a man's withered hand allowed? But I'm going to suggest to you that these passages are not so much about what Sabbath is, but they are much more having to do with who Jesus is, the Son of Man, God incarnate. And I envision Jesus in these stories as a compass, as the one who helps us to navigate our way through Sabbath toward God's mission. In these stories, Jesus, our true north, points not only toward what is permissible on the Sabbath day, but toward much more. Jesus proclaims authority over the Sabbath as God incarnate, the one who created the Sabbath for humankind. Jesus, the compass, points the disciples who are on their way toward sustenance. Then Jesus calls out to a man with a withered hand in the synagogue, "Egire, come forward, arise, wake up." This Greek verb, egire, is used in its imperative form as a command 5 times in the Gospel of Mark. Here in this passage, calling out to the man with the withered hand, twice in a passage from chapter 2, where the paralytic man is being lowered through the roof of a house, again in the passage where Jesus goes to Jairus' little daughter, who had died while Jesus was healing the woman who had been bleeding for 12 years. And finally, when Jesus calls forward blind Bartimaeus to heal him. Jesus calls to all of them, "Arise, come forward, and be restored." These acts of Jesus are not only significant for the healing that occurred, but even more for the significance of who the people are who are being healed. All of these, the paralytic, the man with the withered hand, the young daughter, and blind Bartimaeus, they are all the least of society, the vulnerable, those on the margins who were looked down upon and could not fully participate in their communities. Their society judged their ailments and their physical differences as God's judgment on them because they must have sinned against God. These people had no dignity and no hope for an abundant future. The healing of these marginalized people was much more than healing. It was a restoration of each of them into their communities. In our story today, when Jesus heals the man with the withered hand in the synagogue on the Sabbath, the healing occurring on that particular day was not the point. The man's withered hand was not imminently threatening to his life. The healing could have waited a day. But Jesus was the compass pointing the religious organization of his time toward what the Sabbath had been created for in the first place. If we go back to our reading from Deuteronomy, we can see the Sabbath was not only for the benefit of some, but it was expansive, applying not only to humanity, but also to the earth and to animals. And then a couple of groups that are most vulnerable in Moses' society, children, slaves, and resident aliens, are specifically listed so as to be clear they are included in this concept of Sabbath and not to be overlooked. For Sabbath to be observed and celebrated, everyone needs to be included because all are in need of rest and renewal. In our gospel reading today, and in so many stories that we read about Jesus, we hear how Jesus gave importance to the social and emotional and spiritual and physical lives of the people, recognizing the image of God in each person. And satisfying the needs of the people took precedence over fulfilling religious institutional obligations. This is the wisdom that Jesus, our compass, points us toward regarding Sabbath. Sabbath leads us toward God's mission. Sabbath leads us toward God's mission. In following Jesus, and I will also say in observing Sabbath, we become more fully present to the suffering in the world around us. If we are so caught up within ourselves and our busy lives, we are not available to God or for God to use for the sake of God's mission in the world. One particular Sabbath day of mine this past winter, I was called and asked quickly to come to the church. I was told that there was a man standing outside the lobby yelling through the door to those on the inside about needing help, and they didn't know what to do. He looked rough and scraggly, and they were scared to let him inside, particularly with our preschool children going to and from classes. I had been enjoying a nice, peaceful day at home, but my husband David and I got into the car and drove to the church where we met Jerry in the parking lot. I invited Jerry to sit on the bench and tell us about what was going on. Jerry proceeded to tell us about his life as a person living with a disability caused by his previous work, and his Section 8 housing being condemned due to mold, which had also destroyed many of his belongings, and his temporary state of being, sleeping outside, hidden at a local establishment after it closed, while he waited the 3 weeks before his new housing would be available. This particular Sabbath day of mine was particularly cold, and he told us he was so cold from the previous night sleeping outside that he was just trying to find a jacket. We drove Jerry to CCSC and stayed with him while he waited, and then while he met with a person who not only helped him with a jacket, but also with food and shelter and transportation for those 3 weeks. Jerry interrupted my Sabbath, and my Sabbath was more complete, a true day of delight, because of Jerry. Nothing was more important for my Sabbath observance that day than taking time to listen to Jerry, to recognize the image of God in him, and to seek to be a part of God's mission in restoring his dignity. And my keeping of Sabbath that day gave me the direction I needed for my compass, Jesus, to be attentive, to listen, and to notice the needs of Jerry. God becomes human for us in Jesus Christ, our compass. Martin Luther explains the work of Jesus in this way: Jesus has done all this in order that I may belong to him, live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in eternal righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. We need Sabbath. Sabbath was created for us to renew and refresh our bodies so that we can fully participate in God's mission. And our keeping of Sabbath helps us to realign our compass, that is Jesus, pointing us toward God's mission. May we align our lives with our compass, Jesus. May we celebrate Sabbath and reorient ourselves toward God's mission. And may we be on the lookout for those seeking wholeness and community and invite them to journey with us in our spiritual home. Amen.